KZZ, Santa Paula, Ventura, Oxnard.
Here's the latest from ABC News. I'm Joan Bennett.
Show me where the
shouting match outside the hallowed halls of the Supreme Court. Those for and against the president's health care reform law vying for attention. Inside, the justices are hearing the first of 3 days of arguments. ABC News legal analyst Royal Oaks.
The first day of the oral argument focuses on the question of whether the lawsuits against the bill are premature, since you're not forced to buy health insurance till 2014, and you wouldn't be assessed a penalty for failing to buy insurance till 2015. It's possible the court could say, we're not dealing with this now. Come back in 2015 if you want to sue to challenge the law.
Opponents include 26 states that argue the provision that requires individuals to get health insurance is unconstitutional. More demonstrations being held today demanding justice for slain Florida teen Trayvon Martin, who was shot and killed 1 month ago by a neighborhood watch captain. No charges have been filed against the shooter, George Zimmerman. And the lead prosecutor in the case, Angela Corey, tells ABC News a conviction won't be easy.
Justifiable use of deadly force is what we call an affirmative defense here in Florida. They are always complicated cases, and they always take a lot of time to investigate before we arrive at the right decision with regard to filing of charges.
It's called a green-on-blue attack. An Afghan soldier opened fire at a NATO base in southern Afghanistan today, killing two British soldiers. Foreign troops then killed the gunman. ABC's Mohammed Leela in neighboring Pakistan.
After the shooting spree in Panjway, the Taliban had threatened retaliation. Today, through a spokesperson, they announced that they were aware of this Afghan soldier's plans, but stopped short of saying that they planned it.
Escalating tensions, South Korea and Japan have threatened to shoot down a North Korean rocket if it strays off the projected path next month. That as world leaders kick off a nuclear security summit in Seoul. President Obama is attending. This is ABC News.
Let's get it started in here.
Coming to you live from the studios of AM 1400, KKZZ, Ventura County's Inspiration Station. This is the Kim Pagano Show. Kim is Ventura County's mom and more, bringing you value in every way, every day. Join Kim and her friends as they interview interesting and inspirational guests, featuring everyone from authors and entertainers to doctors and experts. You can join us and share your journey by giving us a phone call at 805-639-0008. And now, here's your host, Kim Pagano.
Let's get it started. Let's get it started in here. Let's get it started. Let's get it started in here. Let's get it started. Let's get it started in here. Let's get it started. Let's get it started in here.
Lose control, a body and soul. Don't move too fast, people just take it slow. Don't get ahead, just jump into it.
All right, we've got a full studio here today, and it is
Motivational Monday.
You say that so good.
Do I really?
Yes, you do. You get me motivated.
You're
just
ready
thinking
to get
about
motivated.
It. I am. You know what? I had an amazing weekend. I'll
good.
Tell you. You know what?
When do you not have an amazing
well,
weekend?
Well, you know
you're
what?
Always amazing.
But my brain actually—it's almost scary because I kind of woke up going, "What am I going to talk about?" You know?
Aww.
I know, like I
yeah.
ever am short of words,
yeah.
right? Hey, leave it at that, right?
Yeah. Well, you know, I brought you.
I need
little
my
ray
advice.
Of,
okay.
I brought you a ray of California sunshine here.
You have
here.
The best tree. Thank you so much. I'm going to share them with everybody.
Now,
in
are
here.
Those are those tangerines or clementine oranges? I can't tell the difference.
You mean like cuties?
Yeah.
I don't know, but
well,
really
Cutie is a brand name,
that's
so we can't
right,
use that.
I know, yeah. but yeah, I
that's think
the
tree that grows in my backyard, and it is covered in those. And I have been pulling them off, and it seems like the never-ending tangerine tree.
Oh, I just planted my trees, and they're just young. We thought we'd have instant gratification, and they're like little babies still.
So they take a while.
Yeah, they do.
Patience
yeah,
is a good thing.
You actually bought your house
yeah,
with
I bought
them,
a house
right?
with fruit
very
trees.
That's smart, I'm telling you. So,
yeah. So what did you do this weekend?
I went to NASCAR races.
Oh, my gosh,
yeah,
really?
Down in Fontana with my whole family. We camped out in our motorhome with lots of kids and all their friends. And it, you know what? It was really pleasant. I had already done all the cooking ahead of time so we could just
smart.
Anybody eat, pick whatever you want, you know. And And then it was kind of neat. We walked and walked and walked and walked because, you know, sometimes when I'm doing my show, that's not the first thing on my priority. But my husband and I just got up. They even
did
had
you bring
a,
good walking shoes or were you in around
no,
in your
I
high
was
heels?
Not at all. I didn't wear high heels. No, I wore tennis the whole time and boots. And no, they even had a walk on the track. A family walk, which was cool.
Oh, okay.
So, yeah. No,
I did a little walk.
About,
I did a walk this weekend.
I know you did.
Yeah, I
very
was out
good.
At the Great Race of Agoura. I want to say hi to all of my friends out there. It was an amazing thing. There were 2,000 participants just in the 10K that I ran. They also had a 5K, a one-mile fun run walk, and two half marathons.
And you guys beat the rain, right?
We beat the rain. It was a glorious day. It wasn't too sunny, but it was cool, but it was very dry, and it was a wonderful, wonderful run.
That's
yeah,
great.
And I set a personal best record for me. So, yeah, the 10K is 6.2 miles, and I did it in 56 minutes.
Hats off to you.
Yeah,
that is awesome.
So,
well, if
staying
anything,
alive, you know,
know
running for my life.
I know. I mean, but now, and what is the cause for that?
You know, I don't
is
know.
There a cause?
Well, it's sponsored by Dole, and you know what? I'm remiss. I don't know the charity that was specifically that it was benefiting. But Carrie, some friends of yours, we have some great in studio guests today.
We
have to introduce
them.
But some friends of yours from that raised money for autism awareness, and
they were out there.
Do you remember the name of that organization, Carrie?
Would that be Paws for Kids?
No. The ones that when you run. In a charity race, you can sign up to raise money.
Oh, of course. That's
exactly.
It's Brian Thompson.
Brian Thompson
yeah,
and his
Kristen,
wife who were there.
All right,
and
we'll
they
get
were raising
back to
money
you
for
on that, right?
So when you run in a race, and there's races all over Southern California, you can
train for autism.
That's what it was.
Oh.
Wonderful, wonderful people. And you can sign up ahead of time so that people can donate on your behalf as you run. For your event. And you don't have to run to win. You run for your personal best or just run for the sake of staying alive. And 5K is 3.1 miles. Most people could walk it briskly in 45 minutes.
That's it. Yeah, the track was 2.5 miles.
There
and,
you go.
But they only had you doing half a mile, so we had to walk a little more just because, you know. But anyways, if anybody's just tuning in right now, I hope that you had an amazing weekend. And it's that brisk weather out there right now.
Well, we had the gray Saturday, and then we had the rainy Sunday.
We actually, it's funny because we were out in Fontana. I think we kind of missed it. And it was, you know, the whole weekend I was trying to beat that rain. I was like, yes. And as they actually called the race halfway through.
Okay.
Or a little more than halfway. Halfway, because if you know the
dangers,
laws of
no,
well, that too. But if they're more than halfway through, then they get to call it
if it
gets rained out. So, you know, if not, they would have to be racing today.
Mm.
So, anyways, darn it, we didn't have to be there again for today.
Yeah.
No, but anyways, I want to welcome everybody. If you are just tuning in right now, this is my show. I'm your host. I'm Kim Pagano. I've got some great ladies here. I've got, obviously, Dr. Stephen Trudeau, who is my partner here on Mondays on Motivational Monday. And I want to let you know all the ways that you can get in touch with us here at my website, kimpaganoshow.com. And all my back shows are always on there, so you can always listen to that. All my sponsors are on there. And there's so many ways to get in touch with us now. Also, if you are on Facebook, like us because you can see a little bit about all my sponsors. You can find out what's going on in our lives. And really, it's just another way to connect. So if you are on Facebook, like us. Also, tune in radio on all your smartphones. You can hear it.
Yeah, and share that tune in radio with your friends. Go to the KimPaganoShow.com. In the upper right-hand corner, there's a listen live icon. Click on that, and you can copy and paste that and share it with your friends in emails or Facebook or whatever and say, oh, my God, there's this great show. You've got to listen. I've done that, and friends of mine in Maine and in Massachusetts and Florida and Georgia have been listening, and they're telling me they love the show.
That's right.
And they beg me to keep sending them that link.
Now my shows are on iTunes.
Oh, very cool.
iTunes. So if you are out there and you like what you hear, go in and rate it, you know, because once happens – is Apple picks it up. So that's really cool. And then we'll be able to hear it all over the world. And not only that, it's a podcast. So you can listen and while you're walking and exercising.
Going for your morning run.
There you go. Nice. Any of those things. Well, anyways, I have the pleasure of having one of my sponsors in here, Hometown Insurance, and I've got Andrea and Sue. So welcome, ladies.
Hi, Kim.
How's it going?
It's going great for a Monday. Thanks for having us again.
Absolutely. And, you know, today what we're going to find out is all those different things that you find out about when it might be too late, or just the things that, you know, does a certain kind of car actually cost you a lot more? Right now, everybody's trying to cut down, and a lot of people are having those little tiny, you know, it's so funny. We were looking in the little Fiats, and they had all those different cars there, and we were thinking, less gas, but is it less insurance? I don't know. We're going to find out today. Also, we have Carrie Bowers in here, and her book that isn't out yet, right?
It's coming out April 2nd.
Oh, congratulations.
Yeah, the Art of Autism.
Yeah, and you are actually a mother, an advocate, and you actually have a child that is autism, right?
I still call him a child, but he's 23 now.
Oh, that's okay. This
man-child is, what is he, six foot nine?
He's 6'10".
6'10", yeah.
Really? So we're going to be talking about kind of the trials and tribulations of motherhood with an is he autism? Is he?
He has what's called high functioning, if you will, autism.
Okay.
And he's now living independently, supported by the ARC of Ventura.
Wow. Okay, that's amazing. So that you've done an amazing job.
Well, he has too.
We got to give him credit.
He's worked hard.
You know, we just had a gentleman on last week, and his book is Be Different. And that might be an amazing book for your son to read. Just really to empower in his, you know, why he's different. And it was an amazing book. I'll give you the name of it.
Okay, great.
Yeah, because he has a son that has autism too. And but so he had the knowledge of himself being alone, feeling out of it, feeling different, but he wrote about it. And he's made an amazing strides, and now he's a speaker for it.
Well, I look forward to sharing my story later on the show. Yeah. Taylor has made 3 films with me and has traveled around the world to share self-advocacy.
Yeah,
we'll get into that.
We should have him in here in the studio one of these days.
Absolutely.
Yeah, absolutely.
That would be really great. All right, well, if you are just listening right now and tuning in, stay with us. We're going to take a really quick break from my sponsors. We'll be right back. It's Kim, and I want to share someone with you. My Mechanic. With over 30 years of experience, you can be sure that your car will always be handled with the latest diagnostic equipment. Everything that needs to be done to your car will be explained in layman's terms.
Hi, I'm Jerry Schaffner, owner of JBS Auto Services. We specialize in gas, diesel, domestic, foreign, street rod, heavy-duty trucks, and motorhomes. Give us a call so we can take care of all your automotive problems. We are located right off the 118 in Simi Valley. Give us a call, 805-522-3923. Again, that number is 805-522-3923.
Hi, I'm Andrea with Hometown Insurance Services. Allied Insurance is a member of Nationwide Insurance Family. Allied will discount your premiums up to 23% if we insure both your home and auto together. Allied also offers many occupational discounts. Please call Hometown Insurance today for a free, no pressure, no obligation quote. Call us at 850-0380 or stop by our office at 4517 Market Street, Suite 1B in Ventura.
This is the Kim Pagano Show on AM 1400 KKZZ. Are you a fan of Kim on Facebook yet? If not, it's extremely easy. Simply go to facebook.com/TheKimPaganoShow and press the like button. You can find all about what's coming up on upcoming shows, as well as be entered in special contests to win monthly prizes. It's all for free on Facebook at facebook.com/TheKimPaganoShow. And now, once again, here's Kim.
I can see clearly now the rain is gone.
Great song, Matt. That is awesome.
Isn't that great?
I know. And you know what? I love that brisk. That feeling right after the rain has washed everything away and it's all nice out there.
Can you name that artist? That's the wonderful Jimmy Cliff.
There you go. That's why I have you. He puts me on the spot like that, but it's all good. So, Anyways, if you are just tuning in right now, we are talking about insurance, and we have the ladies from Hometown Insurance here. And you guys are located right here in Ventura, right?
We are.
Yeah. So tell us a little bit about Hometown Insurance and what they do.
We're an independent agent, and we write all sorts of business from auto to home to business to workers' comp.
So basically
life,
everything.
Anything you would need, bonds.
And how long have they been in business?
They've been in business in Solvang originally, probably about 20 years under the Jones Organization.
What is the Jones Organization? What does that mean?
Well, it was George Jones, and he was a from Solvang, Yulton area. Started with what they call the Pork Palace. For raising pigs and goats for
that's
4-H.
Interesting.
Yeah.
That's different, huh?
Well, he's versatile.
Yeah, from pork to insurance.
You never know, right? See, you know what? I want to, you know, if anybody's just new listening to our show right now and you're going, what the heck do these people talk about? It's all positive talk here. We talk about actually people's journeys and how they got there, and you never know where you're going or what journey that's going to take you. Because let me tell you, I'm actually a hair therapist and one of my passions. And now I've actually learned that I have another passion, just talking to people. And here I am.
Talking to people.
No, it's great. But I love when I get to meet my listeners and I get to meet my guests here. And, you know, my listeners are interested in looking good, feeling good, and doing good.
How is it that you guys create peace of mind for people?
Because
that's something that's really
one.
It's
You're
really
absolutely.
On people's mind. What really is insurance? A lot of people see it as just an added expense. It's part of their cost of living. Until something happens, and thank goodness they have it. But, you know, tell us about the peace of mind aspect that people get.
Well, you're selling them an intangible product.
Mm-hmm.
So you need to make sure that you're taking care of all their needs without financially putting stress on them.
Mm-hmm.
And you need to be there from the start to the finish should they have a loss.
Right.
Because they need to be put back in a position they were prior to that loss.
Mm-hmm.
And they need to have somebody to vent.
really. Good point.
No,
yeah.
I mean, you know, they get angry if there
no,
happens.
No, really?
We have to realize that they've been
victimized to a certain point.
Right.
Yeah.
And
they don't want the insurance company to victimize them again.
Well, you don't.
They pay out all this money. They want to know that they're buying something that actually is going to.
Well, most agents, good agents, will always back their insurance. And you have cases that it's a little reversed.
Yeah.
However, you always want to be available to answer their questions. If you need to call the claims people, you can call.
Yeah.
You can say, hey, let's get this ball rolling. These people need help.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's what they base it on. And over the years, you find out that's where you get your new clients a lot of times is a referral because
absolutely.
Yeah.
You know what I want to do is I want to give out our phone number here at 805-639-0008 if anybody has any questions for Andrea and Sue from Hometown insurance
myself?
Or business or anything, right? You know what I want to know, so does it really matter what kind of car you drive that how much it's going to cost you? Because, you know, our kids start wanting cars, right?
Well,
and then you kind of go,
the kid wants their brand new Mustang or the new Camaro or something, a hot
and
rod.
Then you go, okay, I want to wish, you know, make your dream come true, but then all of a sudden you get the
insurance bill,
for the insurance. And you're
so
like,
instead,
hold
we're
going to
get
minute.
You a nice, nice, comfortable Volvo. And,
there you go.
Well, Kim, what I always would recommend, and a lot of our clients do that, is if you have an idea of a car that you're interested in, give us a call and let us work up some rates for you so you're not completely shocked.
It does matter.
It definitely matters.
What do you have to take into consideration?
Well, the big thing on a new car, obviously, would be the value. If you're going to have full coverage on that car, which is comprehensive and collision, it's based on the value of that car. So a lot of times people with the right intentions with a 16-year-old think that if I buy them a brand new car, and then they get the bill later and realize that maybe that's, you know, not the best choice. But really, it's based on the comp and collision, so that would be the value of the vehicle. And then they also look at the history, the loss history of that vehicle. There's certain vehicles that are stolen more often than others.
Yeah.
And then there's a repair factor that goes into it. So what are the costs to repair? You know, one car might be less expensive than the other. So definitely take the time.
Does it drive the insurance company crazy that with the new styling of automobiles is they don't really have bumpers? I remember as a kid, we had bumpers on our car, and you could literally tap somebody, and the bumper took care of business. Now, if you tap somebody, that's $1,200.
I know, and that definitely affects all of our premiums. Definitely.
Yeah.
Now, that's a really great point right there, because everything has gotten so high now, right?
Everything.
Like you just said, you tap a bumper, and that is $1,200, where it used to be a couple hundred dollars.
Exactly.
Or nothing, because the steel and rubber used to be able to kind of tap. Remember like an old Buick or something?
Yeah. So does that make our prices go way high?
Well, if you think about it, today's bumpers, especially on new cars, probably at least 60% of them have cameras back there. So now everything's completely high tech. You know?
Yeah.
So it's all computer-based. And the best advice I can give is definitely have a rapport with your agent. Call your agent. Say, these are the vehicles that we're looking at. And at least we can give you an idea. And then you know there's no shock.
How long have you been doing it?
Total on and off, probably about 15 years.
Oh, wow.
Wow. So you've seen a lot of people come and you know, their families are growing up, right? And
oh, definitely. Yeah. We have our longtime clients, and it's a little scary to think that they're driving, you know?
The kids are driving
now. They're already driving, yeah.
Yeah, I got a few of them. Trust me.
you got four kids in automobiles.
And it's a fortune. Oh, yeah. So, I mean, and you got to...
Now, do the grades really matter? Does it really help to have a kid? You know, do they have to have that certain grade point average?
Well, if you want their discount.
Yeah.
Yeah, good student discount is actually pretty substantial. Mm-hmm. So different companies, so being that we're an independent agency, we write with many companies, so different guidelines for different companies, but the majority definitely offer a good student discount. So
or it's a full-time student?
It's a full-time student, so full-time college, full-time high school, but it's 3.0 or above.
Okay.
And... It's a good thing. It's a good incentive to give your children because
what kind of a percentage is it? Like 20%?
You know, it just depends on the company.
Each company does it different.
Yeah, it just depends on the company.
But it's definitely worth it.
Definitely worth it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm. You know, here's a question that I want. Okay, there's a lot of people that drive around with no insurance.
Yuck.
Yes. And here we pay through the nose.
Yeah.
Right. And what happens when somebody hits you and they don't have insurance?
What do we do?
Well, it's first off, they'll be cited. They'll lose their license. But it will revert back to your policy, unfortunately.
Will that affect my premiums?
No, it was a non-fault accident. If it was proven, it was not your fault. But the problem is, you know...
Does it go under your uninsured motorist?
For bodily injury, yes.
But not for your car.
No, what you're going to pick up, if you have, a car that has comp and collision on it, it's going to pay that. In some cases, it will waive the deductible, but it will pay to replace your car. It's not a point charge against you.
Mm.
The only recourse you have is to file a small claims.
Which is such a hassle.
Oh, my God.
It's such a hassle. Well, if anybody's just joining us right now, you are listening to The Kim Pagano Show. I'm so glad you're starting your day in a positive way. And we're
here to motivate you.
That's right.
You know, it's Monday.
Are we doing it?
Motivational Monday. Monday is the greatest day to start your week.
That's right.
Don't you think? This morning, I logged on to Facebook, and sure enough, there was one of those typical cartoons, I Hate Mondays. And I just had to reply back, you know, not in a snarky way in any way, but no, turn it around. Put that smile on your face. This is a great day to start your week. Get your responsibility list taken care of. You know, it feels good. Kim has this great responsibility list where she talks about, you know, making sure you have your trust in place for your family, to protect your family in the event of something bad happening. You know, get your insurance in place. I have life insurance. Now, I plan on living to be 100 years old. Or more, and I want to be dancing on my 100th birthday,
which is one of the reasons.
Yeah,
you.
I hope you are there too, because you'll be 91, maybe.
Okay.
Yeah, something like that.
You want to make sure you have long term insurance.
And I buy my life insurance, not expecting to have something tragic happen, but to take care of my responsibility list, as Kim likes to put it. And you know,
and
calling you guys,
and that's why I have a hometown insurance here, talking about that a little bit.
Well,
Carrie.
I want to jump in because my 17-year-old is driving now, and he's a
4.0 student, and so I want to call hometown to check out insurance rates for him.
Yeah. Yeah.
So I'm motivated this Monday.
There you go.
And that's really, I mean, anything that we can save is what it's all about. I mean, you know, I always talked about four kids. I used to do coupons, any of that stuff, because that's more money for me.
Oh, it all adds up.
Yeah. So, anyways.
Yeah. What does it cost now to raise a child? $500,000 or more?
Oh, yeah. And then are you going to send them to college?
No.
Because that's extra, right?
$500,000 just for college now, it seems like.
I'm telling you.
And then you add on to that the car. And, you know, so many kids I've seen nowadays are waiting until they're 18 or older to get their license. Are you seeing that as a trend in people coming in for auto insurance, their first-time auto insurance policy or first-time license is at 18 or older?
Well, we see a lot of it.
Yeah.
You know, I personally always tell somebody or one of my clients, please get the child an 85 Ford small mm-hmm. pickup mm-hmm. because you just get liability. They need to learn to drive.
Right.
Let's get the kids
so
driving.
That's what you would recommend
Let's get him on the road.
Yeah.
In this a safer vehicle than these brand new ones.
Right.
And let's get good grades. That's going to give you some credit. Let's practice on a stick shift because you always should start off with a stick
Yeah,
shift.
I think so. I like
and,
that plan.
And then graduate to a more expensive car, a better car, a new car. But that way you go in your premiums low. If the child has a part-time job someplace, he can help.
Participate.
Participate. Build that responsibility.
He has to mm-hmm. learn responsibility.
My first car was a 1970 Ford Maverick. And in 1981, my dad gave me this car with a blown engine and a Chilton's manual and said, if you can fix it, you can drive it.
Yeah.
And you know what? That was the best birthday gift I ever got.
Yeah.
Because it taught me responsibility and independence.
Mm-hmm.
And then when I went to insure it, it wasn't so expensive.
Yeah, that's true. And that's just something I do. Not all agents do that, but I think it teaches children a little.
Now, what about if you just want minimum liability? Like, what if I just came to you and I said, all I want is minimum liability? Would that really cover me?
There's a big
discrepancy.
Gray area. Well,
okay, yeah.
The problem is, if you came to me and said you want minimum liability, I'd have to talk to you because you have assets that can be tapped.
Mm.
The state of California says you have to have 15, 30, and 5. Well, if 5,000 is for property damage, if you hit a brand new Mercedes, 5,000 is going to pay for that little doorknob. I'm going to come to you personally and get the other rest of the money to cover my car.
Oh, that's scary. So is 15, 30, 15, is that enough, or can you get more than that?
We try and make it at least 30, 60, 25. But if you own a home,
I carry $500,000.
Yeah.
Because of the potential for lawsuits.
Don't tell everybody that.
Well, no.
They'll be looking
but you can carry that. And if you own a home and you have other assets, mm-hmm. there's nothing worth the money like an umbrella.
Right.
Which is over these coverages.
Mm-hmm.
And unfortunately, with the economy, people are going without insurance.
Yeah.
And they're suing.
Yeah.
So you want to make sure your assets are covered. You worked all these years to get them.
You don't want to lose them. Yeah, no kidding.
So, yeah.
All right. Well, we are going to take a really quick break. You're listening to the Kim Pagano Show. Stay with us. If you have a question in regards to insurance, or we also have Carrie Bowers here, who we're going to be talking about autism. Take our phone number down, 805-639-0008. I'm also on Facebook right now, and you can Facebook me a question if you have it.
That's The Kim Pagano Show on Facebook.
That's right. And also, you can text me if you're not on Facebook at 805-419-0008. And also, even if you just have a question and you don't want to be on air, give us a call at
805-639-0008. Pull your car over to make the phone call text.
Yeah, there you go.
And Matt will take your information if you don't want to come on the air. But please come on the air with us. It'll be
fun. It's fun. Yeah.
Promise.
All right. You're listening to the Kim Pagano Show. We'll be right back.
Your business. business with Ventura's only hometown newspaper, the Ventura Breeze, by reaching our highly targeted audience at affordable prices. Your ad will be read by thousands of local residents, business owners, and visitors. Our affordable rates start at just over $33 an issue, giving you an exceptional return for your advertising dollar. To be included in the next issue of the Ventura Breeze, contact us at advertising@venturabreeze.com.
We can't change where our economy is today, but we can make sense of our future. Retirement will be around the corner, whether you're planning for it or not. And let's face it, most people have not. Let Hannah and David help you strategize and get focused on your future. They'll show you ways to help you reduce debt, start saving money, earn higher rates of returns, help you save toward the cost of college, and protect your family and real estate using the suitable forms of life insurance. Call Hannah and David for a no-obligation consultation. Hannah and David have been helping families and business owners in Southern California since 1999 with a great proven track record. Call them in their new Westlake office. You can reach Hannah and David at 818-402-9396. Give them a call. Today can be the first day of the rest of your life.
You're listening to the Kim Pagano Show on AM 1400 KKZZ. Remember to visit the show's official website at www.thekimpaganoshow.com. You can podcast prior programs as well as check out articles and other tidbits from previous interviewees. It's all at the official website of The Kim Pagano Show, www.thekimpaganoshow.com. And now, once again, here's Kim.
You got that one?
Go ahead. Just take it from
Come on. Katrina and the Waves,
okay.
Walking on Sunshine.
Okay.
Matt and I were just talking.
I love the music, though.
Oh, yeah. How many movies has that song been in?
It's been in a lot.
Like a thousand, right, Matt?
Yeah, where you were saying you don't even know. I mean, it's in everything, but I love that.
Walking on Sunshine, what a great attitude. It's a Monday morning, and we got a little bit of sunshine coming our way.
We do. I love when it's like
spring,
clouds and the sun's out. And it's
great weather.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, welcome back.
Living
you are
in
listening
paradise.
To the Kim Pagano Show. You know what I want to remind everybody tonight? I'm going to be on tonight, later on today.
Yeah, you are.
4 to 6 on Coach Ron Tunick's show.
So you're taking over for Coach. He's taking a vacation.
Yeah, the business life. And let me tell you, I'm going to be talking about a different part of business. I'm going to be talking about, actually, I've got Lisa Berman going to be coming on, and we're going to get your wow look. Yeah, talking about how to shop in your own closet.
Wow.
And, you know, so many of us, including myself, I buy all the stuff, and then I'm like, now what do I put together? She's going to put outfits together for us. We've actually got Ellen, and her book is a Smirsky. It's all about hormones.
Oh, boy.
Okay. I know Coach would never talk about something like that. So I thought I'd just twist it up a little.
The business of life.
Yeah,
business
of life.
Yeah.
Yeah, this is life. I'm telling you, women go through this all the time.
Well, this is important, and nothing should be trivialized or marginalized. It's all important.
That's right.
You know, there's that great book out there, Don't Sweat the Small Stuff. It's all small stuff. But you know what? On another level, it's all good stuff. It's all positive.
If you're sweating, let me tell you, it's not so good, right?
Yeah, exactly.
I know. Let me tell you. But anyways, and I've got Prudence, Mindset Reset. She's going to be joining.
Oh, she's going to come on.
That's
nice.
Yeah, we've got a lot.
Yeah.
And then I've got one more guest that we'll be following up on just to make sure.
Jeez.
So, it should be
fun. You got a full show tonight.
It should be fun. It's 2 hours.
So when does that start?
At 4 o'clock
starts
on
at 4
the same
PM.
Station, 1400 KKZZ.
That'll be great.
Yeah, so I'll be here today, tomorrow night, and Thursday.
Are you ready to talk to my friend Carrie?
I am.
I love bringing my friends in.
There you go.
And
there
sharing
you go.
What goes on. Carrie and I have known each other for a while. We met through just the community, the network of people, and we bumped into each other and said, hey, I like you.
Isn't that fun? Yeah. I love when I meet people like that. That's how I was with Andrea and Sue. When we walked in, we were like, okay, I know I'm going to just, you know, we're going to have a long-time relationship. That's what it's all about. I love passing journeys with people
when you meet really good people who have some, you know, amazing qualities, you want to share that with your friends. Well, at least you and I do, I know.
Yeah, we always are mixing up our friends, and I love that.
And just sharing them with people and the greater audience, because there's so many good people doing wonderful things in this community. And I know a lot of people, children with special needs, autism spectrum disorders, things like that, many times they feel alone. And they get a little bit of help from the regional center, and they think they're getting a little bit of help from their school, but they're cloistered. They're kind of stuck.
And I know April is Autism Month, and we're a little ahead
autism
of it.
Awareness
I mean, that's
month
what
coming
it's all
up
about.
Next week.
But, you know, I do want to share, you know, I know you have a new book coming out, right?
Yes,
The
I
Art
do.
Of Autism. And what is that a little bit about? Before I get started, I want to have Andrea and Sue give out their phone number so that if anybody's, and they are in the studio. So if anybody, I always say I have them locked in here. If anybody, you know, needs a quote or just has a question about their insurance,
805-639-0008.
Yeah, but what is your office number so that we can, I just posted it on Facebook and told everybody to mention the Kim Pagano Show so that you would know where they came from.
Definitely. Our phone number to our office is 805-850-0380.
All right. And you can talk to Andrea or Sue, right?
Thanks,
Kim. As far as business, I mean, you do liability. There's so many things that you guys do.
All types of insurance.
Right. Just even chat and see if there's something that you need. Just give them a call and mention the Kim Pagano Show. All right. So, Carrie, talk to us
Good
a little
morning.
Bit. How are you?
I'm really
enlightened.
We're
just moving right along here.
I woke her up early and said, come on with me. We're going down to the studio. She's
like,
okay.
Yeah, but it's a motivational Monday, so I can swing with
there
that.
There you go.
Yeah, I've been in this community for a long time, and you mentioned the book, The Art of Autism. It's a wonderful book written by Deborah Hosseini. I edited the book and sort of was the godmother, if you will, put her together with the original publisher of the book. This is a book with 144 pages, full color, and 77 artists and poets from around the world who are on the autism spectrum.
Wow.
Some of them are in major galleries and sell for major money. Some of them are up-and-comers. All of them express their humanity, their soul, their purpose in life through the arts. And my work goes back with, you mentioned earlier, I have a son. He's 23 years old.
Do you just have one son?
I have two sons.
Okay.
I have the 17-year-old who's driving.
Okay.
That's Jace,
and
yeah.
I have the 23-year-old who's not yet driving, but he is living in independent living in Simi Valley. He's supported by the ARC Ventura.
Aren't they wonderful people?
And they are. The ARC is really great. He's been in some programs not so good. And this program has proved to be absolutely amazing for him.
How long has he been there?
He's been there 2 years.
2 years
he's
already.
He's about to graduate, which means that he goes to the top of the Section 8 housing list and will be living in his own place as he continues to go through a 6-year program of college.
Will he ever be able to drive?
Oh, I believe he will. Now, a lot of people in this community know Taylor because
it's hard to miss him.
Well, yeah, the tall boy with the blonde curly hair that walks down the street. But also because we've made 3 films together. And our first film, Normal People Scare Me,
huge hit,
has taken us all over the world.
Wow.
So my son may speak in front of 100 people or 1,000 people. And every time get a standing ovation.
Well, he's so eloquent with his experience. He's learned how to tell people what it's like from his point of view to live the life he's been living. And it's really inspirational.
We're going to definitely have him on.
Well, what I love about Taylor is that now he's become his own generation of self-advocate. You know, while I was like his whole life, come on, Taylor. And I do a lot of work in transitions.
Yeah,
I do a lot of consulting in the community. I started an organization called Pause for Kids.
I know.
And
so you are the founder of that?
Yes.
She is the founder of Pause for Kids, the nonprofit organization that I'm now the vice president
Very
of.
Very good.
I am on the board of advisors, by the
yes,
way.
You
I
are.
Have. I have made sustainable programs in the Ventura County area that are now 10, 12, 13
years
old.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Pause for Kids is 13, but there's also Ability Awareness at Redwood. There's also Artathon with the City of Thousand Oaks Arbor Day.
Yep.
And so what I've done is I've worked with hundreds and hundreds of kids. I've spoken to tens of thousands of parents around the world. And right now my big issue, it goes along with my son's trajectory,
is transitions.
Yeah, yeah. Because there is not a lot of places, right?
Yeah, I'll tell you, the train is at the station, and there's not enough people to pick them up.
Parents are afraid. What does this life beyond high school look like for my child?
Well, right. I think it begins.
Well, let's just start with how was it having an autistic child?
Well, I'll tell you, I was told at 1.5 he may never walk or talk. He, at 3 years old, had 10 to 20 words. He finally walked at 2 years, 2 months. It was scary as heck. At the time, I'm a paralegal in entertainment law, dealing with very spoiled rock stars, very famous, like Motley Crue, Kiss rock stars, and going home at night to a child who couldn't hug me. He had sensory issues. He couldn't talk.
Let me ask you this, just to back up sensory issues. What are you talking about that? Because I have a son who has sensory issues, too.
There's a gamut. It could be from tactile sensitivity to auditory sensitivity to olfactory sensitivity to taste sensitivity. It could be, it could be hypo or hyper. Generally, we see it as hyper. My son was hypo, though. If he fell down and had bloody knees, he would not cry. And so he was very hypo sensitivity. But I use the arts. The arts are the key to the intervention that I do, whether it was in my summer camps or my social skill groups. I use the arts, and at 6 months old, I knew something was wrong. But we couldn't put
our... Was that your gut feeling, your motherly gut feeling?
Kind of. I had a great doctor in Beverly Hills. Fortunately, it was somebody who had the education, who said at 4 months, there's something neurologically impaired in your son. But by 6 months old, there were no answers for me.
Right.
And so one day I put paint intuitively on his fingertips. Voice in the back of my head said, Carrie, what the bleep are you doing? And I just kind of said, I don't know, but just do it, Carrie, just do it. And I dragged his fingers across the canvas. I'm a painter. And he hated it, but I kept doing it. Today we call that sensory integration. I began to film my son and say, Taylor, what do you see? What do you see? Even when it appeared he couldn't understand me, what I was doing, what I call today, is mirroring and reflection and mm-hmm. shifting the responsibility to my son to begin to cognitively
develop his thoughts in his mind, right?
Exactly.
Yeah, that's
amazing. And it's interesting because the research is bearing that out. The latest research is on mirror neurons.
Yes.
And there's a whole field of study now on mirror neurons and autism. And
well,
autism
absolutely.
Spectrum,
we have
you
some.
You were already doing it.
Well, intuitively, because I'm an artist and I'm a little bit of a wackadoodle, maybe eccentric wackadoodle.
That's okay. We're all right there with you, let me tell you.
So basically, though, I began to put him, for example, there's something called autism movement therapy. A dear friend runs this program, and it's all about right and left brain and the hemispheric connectivity. And so it's all about, you know, if you're stretching and dancing movement to your left, it's because you're getting your right brain to speak to your left brain. Or the opposite is true as well. And so what we're finding today is that the arts, whether it's drama, dance, visual arts, singing, playing in a band, I put together this last year 5 shows called The Art of Autism, which were live performances.
Amazing.
And I did them in New York, Vancouver, in Massachusetts, in Orlando, and I would get local talent, local young kids as young as 5 and adults as old as 46, and I produced it from L.A. and would get them to go on stage at the venue where we were doing this.
You know, I have a question. Okay, so you have Taylor, who has autism, right?
Yep.
And how old is he?
23.
Okay. But then you have your younger son.
My 17-year-old, okay. My sandwich kid.
And he doesn't have autism, correct?
No. Jace actually is a gifted kid. He's already got 20 college credits, and he's not even into his senior year. So it's just the opposite. But it's interesting. Jace made with me a film. I made my second film called The Sandwich Kid.
And what do you mean by the sandwich kid?
This is the kid that's in the middle.
Yeah,
it's
that's
in the middle
where I was going with this.
Of raising, if you will, in their own way. A lot of these kids, in fact, the film explores the daily life of siblings of all disabilities, not just autism.
No.
All disabilities.
Right, exactly.
And what we see, it bears out that most of these kids grow up to be in social services careers, or if they're doing the hiring and firing, they're more likely to hire someone with a special need.
Yeah.
They're givers,
yeah.
And they're sacrificers. A lot of these kids will sacrifice themselves in order to keep the peace in the family because they see the hardship.
Was he ever angry with his brother? together?
They couldn't be in the same room together for 9 years safely.
Okay, because
you're laughing. I'm serious.
I am serious
as a heart attack.
I have four kids, and I know that that's a problem. And you wonder, you know,
they love each other, but they're willing to go
to war. I always
say
they're best of friends and worst of enemies.
Well,
you know?
they truly are. What happened in our case? In fact, when we filmed the film, Jace said three times in an interview on a particular day, "I hated him. I hated him. I hated him." And I chose to edit out two of those. I hated him. I didn't want to make indelible that personal pain, but he agreed to one. He grew up in waiting rooms, five therapies a week.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, of course, and the parents naturally migrate toward the child with the greatest need. However, one day when Jace was nine, and so I guess Taylor must have been 14, Taylor gave him some Yu-Gi-Oh! Oh, Jace will kill me if he hears this. He's embarrassed now that he liked Yu-Gi-Oh! Cards.
Yeah.
Taylor gave him cards and taught him how to trade, and they became slowly but surely best buddies.
Not weird and how that works.
Yeah. And today he's such a support. And by the way, I do a lot of sibling trainings. I'm the art director for the Chabad, the Friendship Circle of the Caneo. Mm-hmm. And I do training for volunteers and siblings. And Jace comes with me to the sibling trainings. And he's gone to Japan with me and Ohio and all these places to do sibling workshops just to get the ball rolling to say, I get it.
If anybody's just joining us right now, you are listening to the Kim Pagano Show. We've got Andrea and Sue here from Hometown Insurance. And again, if you have any questions in regards to your insurance, definitely give us a call here at 805-639-0008. We've got Carrie Bowers, and we're talking about her book that's not out yet, but it's going to be out any time now, is The Art of Autism. She is a mother, advocate, speaker, and a film producer. And we're talking about really your life. I mean, at this point, right, you've lived it, you've mentored so many different programs, which is amazing. I also want to say we've got Dr. Stephen Trudeau here and, of course, myself, Kim Pagano.
Yeah.
And we're so glad that you're here on Motivational Monday.
Do you ever wonder how many people are affected by autism and special needs children and things like that?
You know, I think that so many people are, first of all.
Because it seems like we hear more about it now than ever before. Is the curtain been pulled back?
Well, I don't, you know, and maybe you can help us with this because I think, I'm not sure if there's more or if they're more diagnosed. Okay, if that's it, we have better knowledge now.
Well, it's controversial.
There's
what do you think, Carrie?
A lot of controversy on this. I believe that it's a genetic predisposition that's triggered by environmental factors.
Mm-hmm.
And we have so many more stressors in our lives now, as especially particularly mothers, but also as fathers. And so when you're pregnant, you know, if you were to look at the trajectory of autism and the rise, the exponential rise, and you went back to the 70s when we started pumping gas, mm-hmm. and we started as pregnant women standing in front of microwaves and drinking out of plastic instead of glass, and we started to then begin to use, you know, computers and fax machines and cell phones, and the breakdown of the nuclear family has caused mm-hmm. huge stressors mm-hmm. on parents and families. And so I think that there's a predisposition, but then the environmental factors come in and trigger it. So, for mm-hmm. example, my son did not get autism as a result of the three shots. There's all kinds of controversy with the vaccinations.
Right. Yeah.
My son had it before then, absolutely unequivocally, but I was given Pitocin during birth and he had fetal distress.
Mm-hmm.
So where do you put that? They're changing the numbers now. They're going down to 1 in 100, although some people have cited those numbers for a time. But every 20 minutes, roughly, a child is diagnosed with autism.
My question, is it going up or is it going down?
Autism?
Right now, up.
It is.
Yeah,
the
previous prevalence rate was 1 in 150 births. One child in 150 was born and will be diagnosed with autism. The new prevalence rate is 1 in 100, as Carrie just said. So that is a huge jump. And that's fairly recent. Before that, I think it was like 1 in 400.
Well, when Taylor it was more than that, actually. Yeah. It was 1 in 10,000 when Taylor was born.
Wow. You know, we have a caller right now. And hello, who am I speaking with?
Good morning. This is Nanette.
Hi.
Hi, Nanette.
I'm a healthcare provider, and I have a report here from the official out of Canada, one of the top people there in the highest government official there. And he has done a 5-page report here that shows that the MSG, the monosodium glutamate, was introduced, you know, way back Let me read to you. It says that now all these restaurants are using it, and it is actually the cause of the ADHD, the Alzheimer's, the headache, the migraine. Nobody wants to admit it. But Starbucks, McDonald's, Wendy's, Taco Bell, TJ's, Chili's, Applebee's, because they all want you to be addicted to their food. So it's a really serious thing. People taking their children to McDonald's and all those places, they need to stop it.
Well, again, I think that's a trigger. I don't think it's a cause.
Thank you so much.
I think that thank you for your comments.
Yeah, there's how many triggers are there? I mean, maybe it's the confluence of triggers.
I believe in my case it was Pitocin, you know, coupled with fetal distress, oxygen being cut off to my son's brain, along with toxemia, which stressed my body and my pregnancy.
What do you think about the better diagnostic tools that we're using now? Because I do remember a young man that I went to elementary school with, but since we went to a parochial school, he was just Scott. And we accepted who he was. When I look back on it now, he was clearly Asperger's syndrome, high-functioning autism. But he just went through it all, and nobody really teased him, but they didn't ask him to play kickball either.
Now
we have the diagnosis.
I'm going to be really maybe controversial, maybe not, but I think that the diagnostic tools and criteria is incredibly helpful. But I got to tell you, I think that all kids have some issue, whether they're tapping their foot, you know, and can't focus in class.
I think everybody, every family, okay, you know, you have two children, right?
Right.
I have four. Do you have children?
I have two.
Okay, and so they all have something different. And if we honor what each one of them, I mean, that's the way life is. Yes, there's extremes like autism or Asperger's. But if we can find their greatness in each
one
of our kids.
Yeah, that's the point. And that's what Carrie's focusing on, is find that genius within.
Well, I'm totally focused on that, and I do a lot of parent training, because oftentimes, I hate to say it to you, parents, but I got to say, I made a lot of mistakes, but I was self-aware enough to look at my behaviors and to redirect, if you will, how I raise my boys. So, for example, I pretty much, for my whole career as a parent, I kept my voice monotone. I had mild, moderate, and major rewards and consequences on my refrigerator, so I didn't just say, if you don't, then I'm, and raising my voice. I was a pretty calm parent, and always saying to my kids, well, okay, if you do this, which would be their choice, or you do this, what do you think's going to happen?
Mm-hmm. Giving them consequences for their actions.
Yes, but also teaching them to take responsibility for their actions. Mm-hmm. A lot of times as parents, we go in and we do for. In my workbook, Mapping Transitions to Your Child's Future, I have something that says, stop making the bleepin' peanut butter and jelly sandwich. You know, we have a kid with special needs, and we think that we have to constantly do for them. Let them make a mess. Let them turn the laundry pink when they're 12, so they're not dealing with that at 18.
Oh, good point. Good point. So tell us a little bit about what we're going to find in your book.
Oh, well, the book is fabulous. Debbie Hosseini, again, is the author of this book and my partner, if you will, in The Crime of the Art of Autism. These poets and these artists are able, through their visuals, their stunning, stunning artwork, and their amazingly poignant poetry and prose, to say what maybe if they were standing in front of you, words would defy them. Words could not express the beauty and the depth of the introspection and the ability to communicate. And as autism is effectively a communication and social disorder, if you will.
Get hung up on the word.
Yeah, I get a little tongue-tied, because I personally think that those with autism are here to teach us to
listen
louder.
I agree. What about that new show? I think it's called Touched.
Oh, yeah, my girlfriend Joanne Laura, Autism Movement Therapy, she consulted on that film.
I just watched that.
Wow, she got the job that I didn't get.
That's right.
I actually auditioned for that job, and they went with her.
They just didn't know who you were.
No, they did.
They did. Well,
she's better. She's amazing.
Well, she's got BCBAs, and she's incredible.
But what an amazing, and you know, we all talk about spirituality and how he could really, I mean, they have senses that we don't have.
And I thought this kid did a great job.
He did an amazing job.
I'd like to really quickly, though, address, there are parents out there right now listening who are saying, yeah, but you don't know my life. I have an adult child in a diaper. I have a child who's 12 who still can't talk. I'm still talking to you. I'm still talking to you.
Oh,
you
just gave me chills. You know, I'm telling you.
I'll tell you, I have never met, and again, I've worked with hundreds of kids raising the bar in my summer camps.
Can I ask you a question? Are you married?
No.
Okay. Because that is another problem that a lot of marriages, right?
I mean,
I lost a baby that had a hydrocephalus, got a divorce, and lost a baby. And I know that a lot of parents, a lot of, you know, families, not only just the women, but the men, but it's so hard on the whole entire family.
Well, that's what I mean by the stressors, too, the environmental stressors. It's incredibly hard today to be a person.
Yes.
You know, it's just everywhere we go. I mean, this morning to get here on time to the studio because I'm up before God. I mean, this is not my usual
thing. And I appreciate you being here.
That I go through McDonald's to get my latte and it was too slow for me. Mm. You know, and this is the fast food mentality that we live in today. So I look at parents, especially those with the greater challenges with their children, and say, please don't lose your hope. Please don't lose your faith. Find people you can connect with that can help you see that proverbial silver lining, because I promise you it's there.
Is there a number that we can give out that you can help these parents that are listening right
I'd
now?
I'd love to give out my website, which is www.normalfilms.com. And I'm on Facebook under Carrie, K-E-R-I, Bowers.
Okay, great. And I'm going to have you post on my Facebook.
I will
Kim
do
Pagano
that. Absolutely.
So that people can get in touch with you.
Yeah.
And also, Andrea and Susan, I'm going to have you post on Facebook, too. I've been posting all over the place about you guys. And, you know, give out the name of your book again.
It's The Art of Autism, and we're going to be having an art exhibit in Ojai, actually, April 2nd through the 30th. It's free to the community. And it's an artist reception and book signing, and we've got some local artists, and certainly the book will be making, actually, it'll be making its presentation on the 2nd, but I will be in New York unveiling the book at the United Nations for World Autism Awareness Day.
Isn't that cool? That's very cool.
Yeah. And you know, we're not alone. Parents with children with special needs, there are 22 million families in the United States with children under age 18 with a special needs child, not just autism, but all special needs. So you're not alone. There's a lot of us out there, and if we connect to each other, we can support each other.
And you know, I always say it's so important to have your support team. Get those people in place. Not only is it just relying on your family, it's relying on, you know, people that are going through it with you. And not only that, people that are professionally equipped to help you with those problems.
Mm-hmm.
So
we're
they can
help.
Make you your life a little bit easier. Well, I thank all of you for being here. Thank you, Carrie. Sue, give out the phone number again for Hometown.
It is 805-850-0380.
All right, Andrea and Sue and Dr. Stephen Trudeau, Matt on my board, thank you so much. And, of course, I always end all of my shows with a mommy moment.
I love these mommy moments.
Well, this is a good one. And, okay. You know, it's funny because I think they all just kind of, it works out. It works out for what we're talking about. But sometimes if you want to see a change for the better, you have to take things into your own hands.
Mm-hmm.
And I really believe, well, look what you've done. You've taken it into your own hands. And I really, my hat's off to you. I think that's really amazing. And I think that so many of us, we have to be our advocates for our own children, for our own families.
Indeed.
And I thank all of you for being here. I want to remind you again that we've got some great stuff we're going to be talking about from 4 to 6 tonight on the same channel, AM 1400, and that is The Business Life. And it's not going to be Coach Ron Tunick. It's going to be Kim Pagano. So please stay tuned. Also, for any reason you missed any part of our show, listen again from 1 to 2.
Yeah, and if you miss it then go on the website, and you can download it off the website, and it's podcast. And
yeah, and I'm almost reached my goal, so if you're on Facebook, like me. Share me with your friends. I'd love to get to know all of you out there. With that, you've been listening to The Kim Pagano Show. I'm Kim. Have a really great day, and I'll talk to you tomorrow.
The following is a paid program. Gold Coast Broadcasting is not responsible for its content.
AM 1400, KKZZ, Santa Paula, Ventura, Oxnard.